Good evening, Patriots. You know, there are times when God moves like lightning. And this is one of these times. So, you know, we started out our day today with the announcement that David Barak and his Luciferian whores at Media Matters decided to do a hit piece on us, me. I'm by the way, I'm a warlord now. Just so anybody asks, I'm not just a QAnon militia leader. I decided tonight I'm a warlord. So I'm going to be a warlord. So, all right, soldiers, I'm a warlord. So anyway, Warlord Scott here. And so they came out, and this, what's important is what's in the headline, because I've been praying on this, and I'm not kidding. I mean, God just like went, here you go. Here's your answer right before you. And I love this because it's right in our face. So it says, Ticketmaster and Eventbrite are making money off a conference organized by a QAnon supporter coordinating with a QAnon militia. First of all, they got it wrong. I'm a warlord, not a QAnon supporter. But that's okay, because it's Bard Nation. So, so anyway, but if we change some words around, it's like this. Ticketmaster and Eventbrite are making money off of God's revival. And I'm like, whoa, oh, truth right in headlines, Patriots, truth in headlines. That can't be. Ain't going to happen. So I can't deal with Ticketmaster yet. That's a discussion for tomorrow and Monday. But Eventbrite said today, we don't want you. We're going to cancel your event. Okay. So here is what is going to happen with the Powerplex, which is also known as Drive-In St. Louis, which is where the big family event is. You ready for this? We're taking this game back. This is how we're going to do it. And we'll get it set up by the weekend. Here's the thing. We want everybody there. All right, so this is the way we're going to do it. We're running it off of our site. Tickets are for everybody. So here's how it works. You donate what you want and you think it's worth. We'll give you the recommended, what we think the tickets for price is going to be, but you get a ticket, period. If you can't afford it, can't afford the 25, can't afford the 75, I don't care. I want you there. I want every single person that's a Christian-loving, God-fearing patriot there. I want everybody that's got Jesus in their heart there. I want everybody that's searching there. So here's the deal. Every patriot gets a ticket. You donate what you can donate. I get it. Know what questions asked. You just do what's in your heart. Every patriot gets a ticket. That's God's event. That's what God would want. That's what God gets right now. Man, I get chills even saying it. Okay? This is what we do. We want people there. And now, Patriots, I need you to work together with one another. I need you to find out who needs help getting there in rides. I need you to start coordinating with one another, because this is God's calling. And we'll keep working it, and if you don't have a room, we'll figure that out too. I want people there. I'm laughing tonight because I'm like, God, because this is the way this has worked. I just want you to hear this. Like 4 months ago, I had a big bill to pay on this thing. And I said, God, I have no idea where this money is going to come from. And then all of a sudden it's like, boom. And every time away, God has said, here's what you need to steward this event for me. I had a really rough time, and the team will tell you. Earlier this week, I felt like I was getting walloped by the dark side, and I was like doing the, you know, oh God, what do I do? And finally, it's like I just went into prayer, and I got up and I went, well, you have to excuse me here, but I'm like, start acting like a damn man, get a freaking spine and get up and kick Satan in the nuts. And that's exactly what I did. Done with it. Absolutely done with it. Done with the warfare that's coming on me, done with all this nonsense. And it's like, you know what? This is what God would want. He wants his people there. And God, I mean, God's going to provide. I'm convinced of this. So I'm going to put this out on all the broadcast stations. I've got all sorts of stuff coming up. Next week, we're hitting a media blitz. I want 10,000 people there. I want 20,000 if we can get them. I want as many people as we can pack in there. We are 4 weeks away. I want every Patriot to have a ticket. I want you to bring your families. I want you to have a celebration time. If you're tight on money, I want you to just come. We'll figure it out. That's what I want. That's what God wants. This is God's event, and we're stewarding it for God, and we're going to put our faith in that. And you know what, Patriots? It's going to work out just fine. This show will be the greatest event in human history. And it's ironic that the one place where we have all the family stuff set up for families to be together is the one place they attacked and try to take away the ability for us to have it because all they think about is money. And you know what? I'm like, fine, you take it. Because God's got more than you can ever imagine. The wealth of our Lord is greater than anything we can imagine. He will provide anything we need. This is a blessed event, and we have just blessed for God. We have just blessed this event as it should be. So, as soon as this goes up, I want to see a flurry on the website. I want to see as many people to get tickets as possible. Oh, yeah, and there'll probably be some Antifa there. That's okay. Don't worry about it. We'll pray for them. We just need a lot of Patriots there. So, we're going to do this just fine. And I just read this. That's right. Oh, yeah. And all you Antifa. That's why we got ourselves a QAnon militia. And that's why I'm calling myself a warlord. I got myself a warlord and some QAnon militia. That's what we got. So, Media Matters. And I thought there's so many things I could say that are so crass and so appropriate, but I won't. But yo, Media Matters, guess what? Everbright's not making a dime. God's making a glory, and we're giving our tickets away. And Patriots can pay what they want because we're not using Everbright. They're going to put it right into God's bank account, which we're going to set up. So don't worry about it. Thanks, Media Matters, for the great idea. What a wonderful insight you gave us. And yes, Patriots, you'll be able to make a donation. We'll set that up. We've got that kind of set up now. But I'm being careful because it's going through PayPal, which has worked really well until these Nimrods start attacking it. And I don't want to lose money through PayPal. So we're setting it up so there's going to be a secure pay channel. Okay? So we are taking care of it. Don't worry. Because that's what they're going to try to do. They're going to cut you off at the pass. I've got this all wired in. I've been talking to people all day, and it's wonderful. And we've got another pay portal going through. That I talked to the CEO today, and that's what's amazing is because I talked to the CEO today of CloudHub, and he's like, "Do you take donations?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, we can get you set up on that. So if nothing else, we'll run right through CloudHub. Don't worry about it. We got this thing wired, Patriots. Right now, I want Patriots to get a ticket, and we're going to take care of that. And you're going to get a ticket. Everybody is going to get a ticket." And the indoor is still going. And I'll work on the indoor thing. We're going to make it. We want to fill the indoor and we're going to fill the outdoor. Okay? We want people there. Indoor ticket sales are still as is. Okay? And I can't do it quite the same way there. Because there's all these tiered tickets and blah, blah, blah. It's a great event. Beautiful facility. Outdoor, I want you to go to the indoor, get your ticket there, and I want you to take your family and friends to the outdoor. It's not just an outdoor. That's the thing. I keep calling it an outdoor. And Dan Buck pointed out today, he goes, you might want to think about this because we're not really outdoor. We're 50-50. We're indoor and outdoor at the other event. But it is set up to literally, I mean, look at the indoor like the hardcore revival. And look at the outdoor as the other, the Powerplex, as the celebration of life and fun and joy. It's the place where we're going to literally like just have fun. That event. Those tickets, you do what's in your heart. I'm not even going to, and just like, here's what it is. You do what's in your heart. When those tickets go up, and we'll have them up in the next couple of days, you just get yourself a ticket. If you feel compelled to donate, donate. But I want you to have a ticket, and God wants you to have a ticket, and that's just the way it's going to be. Okay? And I'm moving rapidly to where the entire thing is. We're trying to get to where we've got to deal with Ticketmaster. That's a long discussion. I can't. There's other issues involved, but the other one's not an issue because Eventbrite thought they were going to be a bunch of smart asses and drop us today. And I'm like, guess who just won this fight? God did. Hope you enjoyed your little trick, Lucifer. You just got your nuts run up right up into your throat. So, get woke, go broke. That's all I can say. All right, Patriots. So that's it. We've got ourselves a venue. We're figuring all this stuff out, and we're working it one step at a time. So let's get ourselves fired up. We want to bring God to the center of this nation. So as of right now, everybody gets a ticket to the Powerplex indoor-outdoor family event space. It's huge, 14 acres outside. We'll figure it out. God's with us on this. It's donation event. That's what it is. It's a donation event. All right? And that's what it's all about, because we've got to have fellowship. And we're going to fill it. So your objective, Patriots, is to get every Christ-loving, God-fearing patriot to Missouri. And we'll just have faith. This is a walk of faith now. We're being called. And that's what we need to do. They're so dumb. I swear they're so dumb. It's like, you really think you're getting in the way of God? Because we're just listening. And God's like, hey, I got something for you. This is literally just hit me tonight. I was doing my favorite thing. I used to do it on Sunday night, but we did it tonight because we needed to, because we ran short. We did ice cream cranking tonight. So I was cranking with my dad. And I was like, you know what? It's right there in the headline. That's what hit me. I was like, it's right there in the headline. Then I talked to three different people within an hour, and every one of them said the same thing. Man, I've been feeling you need to do this. Man, and they're good prayer people, powerful prayer people. And I'm like, okay, there's confirmation right there where two or three are gathered in his name. Okay. So we got ourselves a plan is what we have, and this is going to be a massive rally of patriots. So we want everybody there. And there's no excuses now. What are you going to say? Well, and patriots, we need to work together. I'm putting this on you because we can't do everything. We're doing a lot. But we need you to work with friends and family and other fellow patriots that need to get there, that want to be there but can't get there. Pony up with your rides. Figure out how to carpool with people or whatever you have to do. This is a revival. This is a revival. And it's a fantastic revival. So let's fire it up. There's no reason. The ticket's not a barrier. We've got that one out of the way. All right? And that's how we walk with God, right there. Because we trust in God. And that's exactly where we need to stand. You know, there's times when you do things like that, it hits you and you're like, there's only one way forward. You got to do exactly, this is really like Sun Tzu meets the power of God, seriously. Because the enemy's hitting you one way. And you have to flank the enemy in order to wipe him out. You can't go point to point with the enemy, because especially if you're getting ambushed, which is what just happened, they hold a stronghold and they're coming at you from one direction. If you keep fighting them in the same direction, you're going to lose and they're going to win. But if you can take away what fuels their fight, you take away everything they've got. So this QAnon loving, supporting warlord here that has a QAnon militia with him. Oh boy. I'm so back in my Afghanistan mode. I'm loving it right now. So this information operator you're talking to here, who's got his veteran special forces security group with him over here. I love this. That's the real language right there. You're like, okay, bring it, baby. Because we've got our special forces security consultants, not a militia, by the way. They're security consultants who are interfacing and coordinating with the lead element, which is the St. Charles and St. Louis police departments. Oh, I bet that hurt, didn't it, there, you all lefties? Yeah, that's them police officers that you all so hate so much, that we are going to celebrate and we love so much because they're there. They don't like you. We like them. And we're going to give them some awards. And we're going to make them be the special people that they are because they're there to protect our event and keep the peace. And we're not going to get in any fist fights. We know who's going to cause that problem. If there is any, that's okay. But you know what else we've got? We've got something they don't have. And oh, are they afraid of it? We've got God. And with God, we have the power of love. And we've got prayer. And oh, I'll bet that hurts. I can feel Satan being just going through a tantrum right now. It's like, you feel that, brother? Wait till I give you another kick with these steel toes because it's going to hurt hard. So it's wonderful. So we've got wonderful Blue Lives there with us, Blue Lives. And we've got, and they're there, and they're going to be there, and they're serious, and they're good people. And they're all over. And we've got some amazing guys that are on the ground just to make sure that there's some good eyes out there that can help coordinate with them so these guys don't get caught flat-footed. And that's our Special Forces Veterans Team, not a QAnon militia. Just thought I'd throw it out there because they don't know the word militia. They've been trained to be America's best and still are America's best. And they're right there with us. And they're going to celebrate God with us because every single one of them carries God in their heart. And I love 1AP. That's right. I love 1AP. And then you've got me. I guess I'm a QAnon lover. No, I'm not. I'm a Christ lover. I'm a warrior of Christ. I follow in the walk with God. And oh, by the way, I think I'll be a warlord. Yep. Bard's Nation. We're taking this country back one beat ad at a time. We're putting our beat ads in every single place of control. And when we get through, this will be my goal. And they've pissed me off so much now. I'm just had it. And this is what I'm going to put to you. And I'm going to put this challenge to you. We are going to run the greatest counterinsurgency operation in stealth they have ever known. And when they are sitting here and they've got their head up their backside and they think they're so cool and so tough, when suddenly the school boards erupt with constitutional God-loving people and the city councils erupt with constitutional God-loving people and we've got county commissions erupting with constitutional God-loving people and we've got sheriffs that are constitutional God-loving people and then we raise the Bard's Nation flag. Ooh. And they discover that all that work they've been doing just got undercut by Bard's Digital Army Division beat ads. Yeah, I like that. That'll work. It'll take us a little couple years. That's okay. We got patience. We're strategic. And we're moving on this. And this is gonna be the beat ads revenge. It's awesome. By the way, Canada, get on board with us because we need you. We're not leaving you behind. We never leave a man behind. We need Canadian patriots jumping on board with us and fighting with us. And you down in Mexico, we love you very much. So let's get down and get your BDAD army going down there, because we're going to do the same thing, and we're going to take over this entire North America with the Bard's Nation. And we'll each have our own countries. But it's going to... Someone just wrote Bard's Fiesta. I guess we'll have to have a Bard's Fiesta. That sounds good to me. This is BDADs for God. We're taking this world back. I'm just so done with this leftist stuff. And I'm laughing because we just won today. This is a great victory. God's given it to us. We just won. As of tonight, seal the deal. We won. You can light off fireworks after the show. This is awesome. Loving it. We are so blessed. We are so blessed. And it is such an amazing thing, because there's, like, what are they going to say now? A QAnon supporter is coordinating with a QAnon militia to have an event that they're not making any money on, and that they're having an event for God, and they organized it, and Eventbrite got fired and quit, and they also got fired off. Oh, this is great. I love these headlines. Man, I'll tell you. Don't mess with God, bottom line. Oh, and by the way, we're going to get called crazy next. This is the next one they're going to hit us with. There's going to be some good ones. Crazy Christians come together and pray for health. Yep. Crazy QAnon praying Christians are going to be assembling and demanding God fix everything. No, we're not asking God to fix everything. We just know that God's with us, and we're praying for you that God just doesn't level you with his wrath, because if it comes, oh, by the way, if you took the vax there, Media Matters, we could send you an early Christmas card, because I don't think you're making it to Christmas. Ooh, I bet that hurt, didn't it? So, Patriots, we're on game. Mission forward. And we are on game. This is a great one. Someone just wrote this. Warlord and QAnon militia go rogue. Refuse to make money. How dare they? That's a great headline. Oh, you get an A+. That's Fire Eyes Patriot. Oh, that's the best right there. Oh, my goodness. You see, this is how we win. You got to keep our eyes up, head up, keep our laughter up. There's nothing that's going to stop us, because God's right with us. So we got our mission. We understand what we're doing for the drive-in St. Louis. It's an amazing space. I want to talk a little bit about it now. I wasn't planning on doing this tonight, but that's where we are. So here we go. Drive-in St. Louis. It is a indoor-outdoor event. This is what you all are going to get tickets for, so buckle up, because we want you there. You're going to be there. Bring your friends and family. Make it big. Make it happy. Make it glorious. Make it for God. Okay, so let me tell you a little story how this started. Drive-In St. Louis was a big shopping mall. It's got an indoor shopping mall. I mean, literally, like, big. You had Cabela's there and some other big box stores. And then you have the normal mall, right, with all the small mall shops, which they refer to as stalls, okay? That'll be important in a minute. You've got, on one side, 14 acres of parking lot. And on the back side, another 14 acres of parking lot, okay? So Dan Buck came up with an idea during COVID. It was driving him nuts because families were getting torn apart, and Dan loves families. So he came up with a brilliant idea. So he got together with himself and a couple other investors, and they bought this vacant mall. And then Dan invested in a huge stage and a Megatron, okay? And it's known as the Powerplex, okay? And there's a huge development out there. Huge future plans out there. And we plan on being back there too, by the way, because he's got great plans, and we're going to grow this event right there. So the idea is it's going to be what they call the Powerplex. It's eventually going to be like this big sports and event space. But right now, they're still in development phase. So what he did, though, initially is he bought this big stage, like a 65-foot stage with all state-of-the-art and big Megatrons, the type of Megatrons you see at the huge, you know, like NFL and baseball fields, right? That can be seen brilliantly in the daylight. I mean, they're that good. And he has three of them, actually, as I recall, like one major one and then like one or two small ones. So no matter where you are, you can see what's going on in the stage. Big speaker system. He'd set up a production crew. And what he did is, during the peak of the COVID stupid period, he said, look, we can still we need to be coming together as family. So he, what he did is he set up concerts, so and movies, and it's where it got the name Drive-In St. Louis. So people could literally drive their car in as a family, which you could, you didn't have to social distance as a family. We know that nonsense that was going on. But they could drive their car in and they could watch movies and watch concerts in their car because it was in the parking lot of the old mall. Brilliant idea. So that's how this kind of thing kind of started. And naturally, when our great partner in crime here said, tongue in cheek, Dr. Eric Napudi introduced me to Dan Buck. And Dan was really excited about what we were doing with having a revival in that area. So now this has grown to be something fantastic because we didn't even realize the whole whole depth of this complex initially. We were just looking at the outside. Now, if you'll go back to my Expedition Cafe story, which goes back of the Ferris wheel, which was an early one I did probably about 3 or 4 months ago. And it really stuck with me that I wanted to get, we should have a Ferris wheel. Because one of the things we're missing in all these Patriot events is we don't have a place for families to go. We have good events for couples. You see a lot of couples. You see a lot of elderly. We see a lot of singles. But we don't have, these events are not geared for children. And what stuck out with me in this whole thing of like the story of the Ferris wheel, which was the World's Fair, is that it was the impact that Ferris wheel made on children. The idea that they had lived their whole life on the ground level, that very few of them had ever seen above the skyline in Chicago. And yet this Ferris wheel took them 200 and some odd feet up in the air. And for the first time, a child could see over the horizon. Can you imagine the impact that that made on a child of what it did for his dreams or her dreams? It was incredible. So as we talked about this, we said, you know, we need to have something like this for our children. For the kids coming to this revival, they need to experience something where they can dream big. To experience God and to dream big. We wanted it to be something where they could become so impacted by it that when they talk about it in their later life, they'd be able to say, you know what, when I was a child, my parents took me to this revival. And you'll probably even hear stories like, I didn't know what a revival was, or I didn't know what it was, and I came away, I was touched by the Lord. I was able to walk away with huge dreams and visions of what I wanted to be, because children are our future. Well, here's the interesting part of this whole story is that these two stories were disconnected or unconnected until we brought them together unintentionally. Because remember, originally Bards Fest was not going to be in Missouri. It was going to be up in South Dakota. Well, this is how God works, because then suddenly we're right there in Missouri, and we're in St. Charles initially, which is where the family arena is, and we are still there. We're cooking on that one. But then we go to the other side, 9 miles away in St. Louis, and when we finally settle on that second location, which is where the Powerplex is, this huge family space we're doing, and whoa, we go back to that story, because where did this Ferris wheel end up? It went from Chicago and then ended up in St. Louis before it was dismantled. So we don't have confirmation on this yet, but we're trying to get a Ferris wheel at this event. We're working hard to get it. So there's going to be this outdoor carnival space, and there's going to be the big stage, and there's going to be food vendors outside, which are Mod MA Patriot has been working overtime on, getting a little frustrated at times because it's just a push-pull getting everybody to go and trying to get the people there that don't want to be there. And but he's doing an amazing job. So, and we're getting it solved. So we'll have food there, right? Outdoor vendor food trucks and stuff. We have the kind of a carnival atmosphere going on. This is all outside. And we have this big stage, which where the speakers are going to be and the bands are going to be performing, right? But then there's this inside the mall place, which is the other half of the event. And it's literally, it didn't start out being this way, but now it's literally half the event. So what's going on inside the mall? We've got a skating rink. And we're trying to get some professional hockey players to come in there and maybe give some clinics or just have fun with kids, okay? We've got a big ninja inflatable obstacle course which kids and families can run through. We've got a daycare place for kids, right? For the family, so they can drop the kids off and maybe walk around a little bit and kids can be together. We've got an entire area, like one of those, you know, like a former shopping area, where we're going to have all our vendors, where you can go through and meet vendors. We've got people selling wares and doing stuff. This is us building the new economy, right? We have 7 stalls. Remember I said stalls in the beginning? Those were what the stores were. 7 stalls that are dedicated to county by county. So you've got one for home churches. You've got one for Patriot Gardens. You've got one for homeschooling. You heard the woman earlier tonight who's going to be helping us with that, right? Pam Popper, Dr. Pam Popper. You've got one for Right Work, which is doing work on your own, starting your own business or whatever, getting ideas, innovation ideas. We're going to have some things there. We've got some different classes we're putting together for that. These are all going to have informational spaces and classes in small group instruction to be available for you. You've got health and healing. Of course, you're going to get some talks, direct close quarter talks with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and all the others. You've got informed action. And we've got different classes on how to research and get informed on your local community, right? You've got conservation, which is a big one, which is how to manage our homes more as sovereign spaces. So, and manage the resources that God gave us to be more efficient and be a less footprint on the home. Ideas, everything from solar to water reclamation to just living a better life in health. It's all about us taking power back in our lives. And that Patriot Garden piece I mentioned, that's going to be about, it's going to be like different gardening techniques. This is all what we're working on. And we've got so much work to do in the next 4 weeks, but we solved a big problem tonight with this other thing. So this is this event. It's a huge event over here. And it probably could house everything if we wanted it to. But we've got 2 events going on simultaneously because we know that God's going to fill this. God's going to fill this. And right now, we just made our first right step. So we need you to spread the word. We need you, and here it is. And you'll know real well when this is going to happen because on probably Saturday, because I got to get with our web designer tomorrow and see what he can do, and I've got to do some work tonight as well. But see if we can't get this thing fired up so you can start getting your tickets for this on Saturday. And we'll just do it as a donation, easy, okay? No problem. Or not, you know? I'm leaving that to you. You just let God guide you. I want you there. God wants you there. You do what you want to do. Just get there. That's the bottom line, right? And if you need your money for gas or whatever you're getting there, or you need your money for your hotel room, then use it for that, okay? We want you at the event. It's that simple. No questions asked. So that's what we need, and we need you to get as many people there as possible. We need you to talk to your churches. We need to let your churches know what we're doing. We need to let your pastors know, let people know what Media Matters is trying to do. This is a big deal. Let them know that Eventbrite backed Media Matters and tried to pull the rug out from a God event. Let them understand what that means. These people in America need to wake up. We need to start getting to this place of understanding that, you know what, they do want God's silence. They're fearful of God. Well, this is a God event. It ain't going to happen. They're not going to stop this train. God's still coming, and that's the whole thing. This is also, you know, this is one of these things when you're sitting here and you're stewarding something like this, and really it's like this. You have to kind of go gulp, what do? And you listen to God, and he's like, here. And you either step up and do it or you walk away, and it doesn't work that well. But we're all here for a reason. And it's stepping up time, bottom line. And the fact that they always think they can control you with money, well, no, they can't, okay? There's so many ways around this. They just don't understand how adaptive God is and how adaptive we are. And that's the beautiful thing about this. So everybody needs to be getting their ticket when we do this on the weekend. Get ready. Fire it up. I seriously want to see 10,000 people there a day, 20,000 people there a day. I don't care. Pack it. Enjoy it. That's what we do. Okay. There's plenty of hotels in the area. All right. We've already arranged that. And I'm going to tell you, I will already tell you, because it's already in discussion. Well, what happens if the hotels mandate Vax ID? Well, then they'll lose all of our business and we'll figure something out. We'll go camp. We'll do something. Okay. The question is, do you have faith? And that's the question. When we start thinking mechanically and we start saying like, okay, well, what if, all you're doing is putting excuses in your way. And I'm going to be clear about this because I'm telling you some honest story here. This whole thing is bigger and greater than I ever imagined, okay? The financial liability is, at the end, I could buy a ranch. Not kidding. But you either make a choice to trust in God and let him deliver and do what he needs, or you give yourself excuses and obstacles about all the things that you think you're going to have to worry about. Well, what about this? What about that? What about this? Where's your trust? Where's your faith? Seriously. Storm, be still. Where's your faith? Seriously. God wants us there. We're there. We will work together. No one will be without. I will promise you that. You come, you'll be fine. Trust in God, because this is a God event. I just love the conversations going on in chat tonight. People are finally, we're seeing what we needed to see. People talking about the resources they have to help everybody. Let's do this. This is how we do this. Okay, Patriots? We don't need the millions of dollars that these other turds have. What we have is God, and what we have is the innovation of each other, and what we have is the trust in God, and we have the fellowship through God, and there's nothing that can stop us from coming. Literally. Notice how I changed that. There's nothing that can stop us from coming. Got it? That's the key. Because this is how we take the world back. The rest of the world is out here marching in the streets. And now I guess I heard tonight that there's some violence going on in France. And they always do violence anyway, because they always have this thing in their history. They like to burn half the city down, flip cars, whatever. I don't care. We're going to show the world how we protest, how we win. Because when we come together to pray. When we come together to celebrate God's love. And when we come together like that and we blow shofars and we celebrate with music and listen to great speakers and we have fellowship. And I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it even at the conference. This is our event. This is your event. We are with God. So the speakers are going to be told that, yeah, I want them to speak. But if people suddenly break out in prayer in him, the speakers are going to join in, because this is our event. All of us. We're not there just because of speakers. We're there because of God. Everybody is a catalyst to be part of God's great moment, and this is it. So we are raising up. We are not tearing down. We are building the new republic, and we're doing it with the center point of God and faith right where it needs to be, in the center of the country, and we are going to do it, and everybody's going to be there. There's no excuse now. The doors are being thrown open. Walk through them. Have faith. And we trust in one another. We work with one another. Remember, we love our neighbor as we love ourselves. This is important. As much as we always try to talk about the neighbor we don't like, because every time we say that, I'm kind of like, oh, I do not like that neighbor. Do I really have to? I'm kidding. Here's the point. Look amongst ourselves. The fellowship that we have built between one another. We begin there. We begin there. And as we are there, as we begin there, we begin to build on that connection. That's the neighbors we begin to love. We help one another. That's the next thing we do. And we help those in need, right? This is about raising up. This is about us being Christians now. and we protect the innocent. Don't touch our kids. Don't touch the elderly. We will protect them at all costs. That's a no-no. Hands off or lose thy hand. And we walk with God. We walk fearlessly. Because if we walk with fear, we're walking with Satan. That's in our heart. Ain't going to happen. We walk with God fearlessly in this world, and we walk together fearlessly into this fight, and we come together fearlessly to pray and to celebrate and truly have a revival. And that's what this is about. We have 4 weeks, 4 weeks to fill that arena, to fill the outdoor space, to fill it, pack it, to pack that entire city, to bring more Christ into that city of darkness than has been there for longer than we know. We are bringing God to that place, and we're going to rock St. Louis and St. Charles to the very core with more God and more love than they've ever known. Watch the sky crack open. All right, Patriots, we've got our mission. Like I said, mission forward. Let's rock this thing. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we come together. We thank you for the blessings that you give us to see clearly in the midst of their fight, the midst of their attacks that they throw upon us. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us with the ability to turn their attack on its head, to steal away their energy and to use it for the glorification of you. Lord, we are truly blessed in this walk. We are fearless as we step ahead, our eyes up, our head forward. There is nothing that we will stand between us and the victory of this great, great revival. And so, Lord, we pray that this revival will be as big as it's ever we can possibly imagine. We pray, Lord, that we will fill these spaces with God-loving, Christ-loving patriots. They will humble ourselves before you. That we will sing hymn. We will pray together. We will celebrate together. Lord, help us bring the families. Bring the children. Bring the families. Bring the friends. Let us come together in celebration and fellowship of your love. Lord, we know that if you can put 3,000 people in Anaheim, California, we can put 15,000 people a day in Missouri. Let the word go out. Let the hearts be pulled. Let the people be compelled to come in mass, in droves. And let them know that no matter what their station in life is, they can come. They will be given an access to this great event because this is your event. And it's one that we are stewarding. No one does not enter that has Christ in their heart. Lord, we pray for the hedge of protection around this entire event because we know the enemy is watching and we know the enemy is fearful of what we are about to do. So we ask for the blessing on each and every patriot that's part of this, each and every patriot that's coming, each and every patriot that's called. And Lord, please call the many. Let us all come together. Let us all celebrate together and let us show the world what it is to be a God-loving, God-fearing nation. It stands together, prays together, humbles ourselves together, and then stands fearlessly and stares the enemy in the eye with the memory of David, knowing that we will not stand for evil that defiles your name. Let us be the warriors of Christ that you have asked us to be, and in this moment, in this time, let us rise to this calling, and let us come to the center of the country, the center of this land which you have blessed, so that we can begin the greatest reawakening, the greatest revival, the greatest reset in your name and in Christ's holy name. Amen. Prayers up, Patriots. Keep your prayers on this as we continue to clear the muck away from our paths, as we continue to get a clear vision of where this is going. Just get people to come. That's where we are. This is a revival time, and we are going to shake this world. God's giving us gifts left and right. Have faith, have trust in God. Don't let the barriers of the fear and the little anxieties and the little things that the bricks that the devil likes to throw in your way, kick it out of the way and walk clear. Have faith. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into the fight. This time is more important than ever that we press in. Relentlessly. And it's through prayer that we make the bridges with one another, the prayer that we have fellowship with one another,
through prayer that we get the bond and the foundation of God with us at all times. God is with us. He'll never forsake us. And in Christ's holy name, God always wins. Let us proclaim him in this event. So, Patriots, have a blessed night. I'll see you tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Pacific, 8 a.m. Eastern. Until then or until the next time, God bless. Thank you. Good night. And out for now.
All this time we had to prove that we could stand here too. All the nights been pushing through, fight for all we had to lose, reaching out for something to pull us up to level ground. Oh, I can see it now, I can see it now. We're on the edge of a moment, been out of our depth, now we're diving in. The light up ahead, we're running to it. We're on the edge, now we're diving in. Stay a while and you'll see that every broken dream fit together.
Safe place to hide from the rain.